distinction to the role. Different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing.
Well, we're back at Habitat Restore, and boy, did the place fill up with customers. This is a grand opening today. They opened up at 9 o'clock, and people who enjoy the show have come by. Lisa, thank you so much. Such nice words. We appreciate it. I'm glad you're getting a magazine. I'm glad I had some magazines with me. But Rufus is signing it because he's an historic figure.
These are my little,
so
little super
kids. What kind of books are those?
I talk about so much.
Thank you.
So they're kids' books.
Yeah, yeah. You get all kinds.
I need to go get some for my great granddaughter. That's great. Aw.
Lisa, have a nice day. Thank you very much for listening. All right.
Great.
Yeah, come on by. It's this is a warehouse. We're on Highway 42. Let me.
And it's very well lit, and it's or lighted, and it's very comfortable.
It's lit.
Warm. It's
the rest of us are not, but 3329 North Carolina 42 West, I think, but 3329 North Carolina 42 Clayton. We're about 10 minutes away from Clayton, and Phil likes to know that likes to know where we are, so we've. Figured out we're between 70 and 40.
Right, and 40.
40. So
because what,
does that make you feel more comfortable?
When I went to Salt Lake City, the first thing I did was, I mean, it's so easy to find your way around there.
You wanted to know where the tabernacle
squares.
Was?
No, I just want to know how to get around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I
well, that's
figuring
good.
Figuring out
that's
places.
Good. Well, you know how to get around here anyway, don't you?
Well, yeah, but sometimes it's built up so much around here, you can't.
I know, all the houses.
Grief.
But Johnston County is just growing so much.
But the real telltale is out front. I think the name of this little shopping area is 42 West.
Yeah.
So that means we're on the west side of 70.
Okay. All right. Well, that certainly makes a difference. But just put in your GPS, 3329 North Carolina 42. Rufus, what do you got there?
A NAB.
It doesn't look like a big pack. What?
It's used about 6 months ago. They're a little bit stale.
Here.
Man, I think I'd.
Here you go, Rufus.
Yeah, Phil will share with you.
Yeah, those are brand new.
Yeah, I mean, if you're that hungry,
oh my,
we'll get you something to eat.
Well,
and there's a food truck out there.
Oh,
I saw that.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. Well, Steve is in Garner. Steve, how you doing this morning, buddy? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, I have had some busy weekends, and then last week I think you guys had a short, and by the time I got to the phone, it was.
Yeah, we've been preempted. The last hour's been preempted by Carolina. When they have a noon show, they have a couple of hour pregame. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm back on chemo again. So, my doctor wasn't happy with my numbers the last time I went to the hospital. To see him, and he wanted to get ahead of it, so I'm back on my chemo.
Okay.
But it's not bad.
No, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Have you ever
it in the bud.
A chamber bitter?
Chamber bitter?
Chamber bitter.
I don't know.
It's a weed.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out.
It's that one that's got the seed pods on the on the underside of the leaves. It looks sort of like a ferny plant.
Oh, Harrison's got it here. Chamber bitter.
Chamber
bitter. I wonder who named that.
I have had the best crop of that.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's better than a chamber pot.
I can't believe how I haven't been out to get the weeding done like I needed to. And they just absolutely... Apparently the birds brought it in.
Well, it could be something that blew in with the storms.
Yeah, you know, we
that's what happens.
That's right.
But this has been really amazing how quickly it grows too. I mean, that's that grows even when it's during the drought. That's what really got me. That's what weeds are, right?
Yeah, because it says has an introduced presence in tropical and subtropical areas worldwide. So maybe, seriously, I mean, maybe it blew in from Florida or somewhere with a storm.
Anyway, I got something if anybody wants to share it with me.
I think we have plenty. Thanks,
well,
Steve.
Yeah. It's certainly not as pretty as that Peruvian lily we looked at a little bit ago.
Oh.
Hey,
anyway,
Steve.
I've been out. I've actually had the strength to get out and weed some, and I've had to restart my irrigation system. It has been really dry.
Yeah.
So if you feel like it, we're going to have our open house on December 7th, and I know you and your wife love coming over, and we'll have a safe place for you to sit and have something to eat.
Yeah.
So,
as you have Baker's Dozen there.
We got them here.
I got Baker's Dozen right here.
Anytime
42.
Phil is on the show or she goes with us on remote, she brings that stuff.
You guys are in that 40 and 42 business district, right?
It's 42 West.
Yeah. It's
over there where all that business and gas stations and stuff are.
No, I mean,
we're not at that spot, no.
No, it's not there.
This is kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah, this is a big warehouse complex, you know, where they have, I don't know how to describe it, but we are definitely in a warehouse, but it's right on 42.
Okay, is it between 70 and Clayton?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, 70
Clayton,
and 40.
70 and 40.
70 and 40. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's, the address is 3329 42, North Carolina 42 West, Clayton.
Can you see the sheets from there?
No. It's not close to that.
We're 10 minutes away from downtown Clayton, I'm told.
Yeah. But we're doing good, and we're going to the beach next week. Yay!
Good.
Oh,
all right.
Great.
I hope it'll be nice.
We finally got to the point where I'm strong enough to travel a little bit. We're going to try a 3-day trip down to the beach.
Great.
Oh, that's great.
Hopefully have some good weather.
Well, that's just a place you can sit and relax anyway.
Yep. Well, I love you guys, and I really like listening to you.
Well, we love
you
too, Steve,
yourself.
And we like listening to you too.
So we'll see you on the 7th.
All right,
my man.
We'll
I'll be here for you.
Yeah,
you got that right.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yes, sir.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah, and you know, all our listeners, anybody listening's invited.
That's right.
To come on out. It's
come here. It's beautiful.
It's an annual, you know, Phil does it a couple times a year.
For mine, yeah.
Yeah, yours.
Yeah, it's.
What were you talking about? This?
Well, I was just thinking
this is a big deal, too.
Great.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I'm excited for them.
We invite you to come here first, and then December 7th, come out.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Cabo Road Nursery.
You know, I think reality clicked in yesterday when we rode up to Warrensville, which is where we get our trees. And
did you campaign in Warrensville, or did you go?
I know all about Warrensville.
Did you did you court up there any?
My friend Phil Stanley, who flew me around when I campaigned for governor, lived very close to Warrensville.
Yep.
The White Mountains in the background.
Yep.
White Mountains of Virginia.
Yep.
Oh, that's way on up there.
Oh, it's
beautiful
really
country.
Close to the Virginia line.
Well, that took a little while to get up there, didn't it?
It did.
It was about a 4-hour drive.
Yep. It took, it was a little over just about three. Yeah, right at four. So
you better say more like four than three, or I'm going to think you had a very heavy foot, my dear.
Yeah, it was interstate, a lot of four lane, but you can't go that fast.
But we went up there and so it kind of got me excited about Christmas. It's coming up fast. I cannot believe that a week from this Thursday we'll get our Christmas trees.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
No.
I mean, but it's right on time.
I haven't heard enough Christmas music for that to happen
Well,
yet.
I haven't either, but I guess we're going to hear it. So
I hope so.
Yeah, it's
And this morning it feels a little more like Christmas, doesn't it?
It
than
does.
Yesterday, when
yep.
it was kind of humid.
So it's coming fast, and you know Thanksgiving's a little bit late. It's not till the 28th. So after Thanksgiving, there's not going to be a lot of time between there and Christmas.
That's right.
So it's we're excited. We've got trees again. Rusty is taking care of us, and we're just
and his trees are okay, and they got yep. the roads straight now. That Department of Transportation, Rufus. Just
wonderful.
Did a bang up job of getting roads
yep.
open. Of course, I don't live in that area, obviously, but it's. I know that a lot of roads have been. There were thousands.
The government service was there when they needed them.
Yeah,
I congratulate the DOT people so much because they've just really done a bang up job.
Yeah, and they that 40 section near the Tennessee line that lost so much of the road, they're going to have that open. They're going to have that open by January 1st, I think, or by New Year's. Yeah, so that's unbelievable.
Yeah,
yeah. It's there's a lot, and there's still roads. If some of the back roads.
And go up there. I'm glad you went up there and spent some money, and we need to go up there. You just need to call ahead to make sure wherever your favorite place is in the mountains that you like to go, make sure that they're open, and go up and do some business with them. They're ready for some business. If they're accessible, if it's safe, they're ready for you.
Well, for me, yesterday we went to one of Shane's cousins' stores that he had lost. We walked inside. It had 6 feet of water inside of his store.
Wow.
It was a store in Lansing that he had fresh produce, fresh meat, fresh everything for the community. And it was to be able to stand on the street with him, and he's there working, and he has all these people that are helping him.
Yeah, so he's going to go back into business.
He's going back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But you have to understand, they're having to cut all the walls out where the water went up.
Yeah.
And so, but to see that and to be able to know who you're giving a check to.
Right.
Who you're giving your money to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please take this and help.
All right.
So
Phil will have Christmas trees.
Well, let me say about some of her Christmas trees. When you go to buy one there, she's had it standing in water.
And they're fresh.
No,
I
know no other place that does that, that has them already. So they got a double chance of lasting longer because when you go to Phil's, when they're cut and brought to her, she puts them in water.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So, Phil's very particular about that.
We saw a lot of trees coming down yesterday, so I just hope that when they get to wherever they're going, they put them in water because that's important.
Let me go to Richard. Richard, good morning.
Hey, Richard. Thank Phil for the lettuce. We've been able to enjoy rabbit food, but without the rabbits.
So do you have
that's good.
Do you have raised boxes, raised beds?
Yeah, I've got them in containers, so they're.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My son just built some boxes. I don't know where he got all that knowledge. I guess from his grandfather's. It was passed over. It skipped me. I can't do any of that. I'd have.
But you can do other things.
I'd bruise myself up if I was trying to build anything. It would be whopsided. But he's built a bunch of stuff that he could put some. You know, the fall. He's got fall vegetables growing. So. I admire anybody who could do that. So, Richard, the lettuce is good, huh?
Yep, and I've got a suggestion for that lawn.
I'm trying to, new lawn, new seedling lawn, and you got leaves falling. So what does he need?
Most lawnmowers have a mulching plate, and all you have to do is, if you're worried about the seedlings, just put it up to the highest setting on the on the lawnmower.
Yeah.
With the mulch plate, it'll grind up everything, put great nutrients back in the soil, and save from having to rake and use those noisy leaf blowers.
I didn't know how far along he was, how far along the grass was, and even, you know, that those mulching mowers have can almost suck some of that out.
Yep.
So if he's going to try that, he needs to, just like the blowing, he needs to kind of really pay attention. Try just a little bit. Like if you got a spot on your pants, and you got to get it off for some Energene.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard that in a while.
try it someplace that's not, you know, just a small area, just to make sure.
Yep.
Either one of those methods.
And that fellow who called in last week about his neighbor putting leaves in the catch basin, don't do that. If the city catches you, that's a fine.
Yes, yes. They don't want that in the water supply. I mean, they put them out to your street, and the city will, they're going to sit there a while. They can't pick up every street in Raleigh all the time, but they will pick them up and make compost out of it and resell it.
Yep, and had a nutty observation.
I can't imagine that, Richard.
Well, I went pecan hunting at the farmer's market starting a couple weeks ago, and one of the vendors told me, look, the first week in November, so I checked, and there were no pecans. And as I was
or pecans.
Going, yeah.
Pecans or pecans.
As I was going for my walk this morning along Lutz Avenue, normally it's pretty hazardous for when I ride my bike because the acorns become nature's own ball bearings.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. I thought about that.
And so I looked and got out my magnifying glass, and most of the acorns had a crack in them, and the inside was rotten. Huh. I'm wondering if pecan growers are, because of this weird weather we've had, or have
worms.
Very observant. I don't know.
We don't have nearly the acorns at the around the nursery that we normally have, and a lot of them have aborted themselves. All you have is the cap.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure the squirrels are mad about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and the deer, too. I mean, it's ridiculous. I've never seen it like that.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it's the same kind of worm that killed my the pecan crop of my 400-year-old trees some 10 years ago. Little hole there. They get in. Nothing in there.
Well, right. Richard, I appreciate you calling as always, my friend.
All right. Well, and Steve, we'll be praying for you.
Absolutely. Aww. Yeah. One of the family.
As are you.
You
thanks,
too, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Let's head to Beaufort County and talk to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
I got a couple of questions for you.
All right.
The first one is about the plant Dicentra. I have one that I've had for quite a few years, but it's yet to bloom. I mean, it stays alive, but it leaves out in the spring, but has not bloomed. Any thoughts on Dicentra?
It's got a little bleeding heart. Is that
I think that's.
Do you have it? Yes. Is it in the sun?
Yeah, it's sun part shade. It's on a pot, so I move it around.
Okay, how much fertilizer are you putting on it?
Not much, not any really.
I wouldn't put any on it. Maybe
wouldn't
just
put any on it.
No,
not right now.
Let's try it this spring without any and see what happens.
Okay, even though it's on a pot, no fertilizer, no.
Well, fertilizer, it depends on how much water it's getting and that sort of thing. So,
and how much nitrogen is involved.
How big of a pot is it in? Maybe it's root bound.
Well, I've tried that, and it doesn't look like it is. I pulled it out a little bit, and it doesn't look like it's root bound. But maybe I'll put it in a better – it's probably in a 8-inch pot.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it probably needs to be put in the ground or put in a larger pot because it does have to have some food, but not to the extent that it just grows the foliage. So, yeah, but it sounds like it might be in too small a container.
Okay. If I put it in the ground, will it make it through winter, even down
Yes,
here?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It should be fine.
Okay.
Yes.
And,
okay.
Partly sunny, partly shady spot.
It grows, it likes light shade to some sunlight.
Yep.
I mean, it can grow in full sun, but I don't know.
Yeah,
around here, I don't think I'd do that.
Yeah, it's definitely a perennial, but I would put it in anything that can take a little bit of shade.
Yeah, just
anything.
A little bit.
Okay. Don't do it now, wait till spring.
I'd go ahead and do it. It's warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's warm. Go ahead and let it get started, and then when spring comes, it can really shoot out the roots and get going.
Hey, Joe, can you hold on a minute so we can do news and come back to you?
Oh, yeah. Only the other question I had was just trailing pansies. Does Phil have any of those?
Phil, you got trailing pansies?
I will have some in about a week. We're growing a new crop. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Joe, thanks. Always nice hearing from you.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Joe's been calling us a long, long time. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're at the Clayton Habitat for Humanity new store, big store on Highway 42. We'll be back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, you know, we're getting there, I'll tell you that. It's a beautiful day. We're celebrating out at the Habitat Restore, brand spanking new Habitat Restore in Clayton. And 3329-42 Highway. About 10 minutes away from Clayton, between 40 and 70, basically. The old store used to be on 70, but we're out on 42, and this is magnificent. It's brand new. This is a grand opening, and, folks, there were people lined up outside. You would think that Hank Williams Jr. was in here singing, but he's not. Rufus may sing. Where did Rufus go?
I'm not sure.
He's just kind of wandered off. We gotta find him. But come on out. Everybody, they've got quite a selection of everything, but they have a lot of fishing poles, or rods and reels out here, and I swear people have just clustered around those. They got they got these fancy chicken houses like they got in the Hayes Barton area.
Chicken coops. They've got
$5 chicken coops.
They've got traps to live trap things, like, even if you've got stray cats, like feral cats around your place, and you want to take those in and get them
doors
fixed.
And windows, tools and hardware,
beds,
tile and flooring, books, artwork.
Pillows, beds.
Pillars,
yeah. And they got this neat table that Rufus was
They've
about
got
to
something
die for
me to get all over me is paint.
Yeah.
No matter how... I've given up painting.
It's just exciting to see this many people here.
I know. I mean, this is a great place to Christmas shop, too.
Yeah, it is.
So they have a lot of neat things. You need to come out here and see because it's so big.
Yep.
You know, the cars, I was just listening to the commercial a while ago with King's Auto Service. You know, they've been in business forever. I admire businesses like Ashworth's and King's that have stayed in business for so long. They're doing something right. And if you go to King's Auto Service, as long as you have a Japanese or an American car, they don't work on the European cars, but they can take care of any problem that you might have with your vehicle. But what they'd like to do most is prevent problems from happening in the first place. And you've got to be cooperative with that. So let them tell you how to do that. Let them put you on a schedule. You know, kind of the way if you buy a new car, they have you on a schedule. They're So continue that with Kings. It doesn't matter if it's your brakes or tires or making sure that the engine is in proper shape. There are all kinds of sensors. We don't have to tune up engines per se as much as we used to. And if you take care of cars, they last a lot longer without being tuned or the engine blowing up or something. But they can take care of all of that. Make sure the heater core is in good shape. Make sure that you have antifreeze. We're bound to need it at some point. And if you have a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians at Kings that are ready to diagnose and give you available options for a high-voltage battery pack replacement for less than the dealer will charge for that replacement. If you need one, they may go out on an average around 150,000 miles. So that's when you may notice some problems with them. And while you're there, get your 12-volt battery checked out, because those batteries don't seem to last like they used to. They maybe 3 years if you're lucky, if you get 3 years out of them now, because there's so many electronic items on your car. I mean, it just works the batteries to death. So get in touch with Kings. They're in downtown Raleigh, 1039 Northwest Street. They're on West Street. It's the north part of West Street in downtown Raleigh. And at kingautomotive.net. Kings Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Dean Bailey, all those smart people out there, let them help you. All right, let's see. Do we have William, the air traffic controller, with us?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing this
morning? Hey, William, you're gonna have to. I just loved all your photos. I recognized some of the places you went. I've been there. You went to Greece and where else?
We did 8 countries in 3 weeks. We did
8 countries. Where did you go?
We went into Switzerland. We went to Italy, of course, the Vatican, and then we went to Greece. 4 stops in Greece and Turkey. And then we come back to Spain, and then we went to Andorra and France. We hit the little tiny country of Andorra, because they're saying it's the hardest passport stamp to get, because it's so small. It's set there between France and Spain. But it was beautiful up in the Pyrenees there.
Wow. I would say, I'm not sure I've ever even heard of it. But how about that?
That's the first time I've heard of Andorra when we went on this trip.
Hang around a minute here.
Because what?
I'm sorry, William. We have a nice listener here. Did you have a question?
He listens to us every morning.
Interviewing Rufus.
Yeah. your wife is named Sandy, right?
Right, yes.
And Sandy has worked with, what sheriff was it?
Wake County.
Wake County for 30 years. I just saw her out there.
Were you a deputy, too?
No, I was in the military. I retired.
Okay, I was about to say I wouldn't want to tangle with you.
William, this man right here is military, and he's got the credentials on his arms to show that.
Veterans Weekend, thanks for your service. Which branch?
Army.
Yeah.
Have Sandy come by here in a moment and say hello to us.
Yeah.
Sure will, yeah.
Sandy, you know everybody, Rufus.
Yeah. Yeah,
Rufus, everybody remembers Rufus.
Well, William, if you hang around long enough, people will remember you.
That's right, William. William on the phone.
Don't fall off the roofs or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm for Rufus shirts.
Rufus shirts, yeah.
Well, we're gonna have some made for the next year's Super Kids. That was a big hit.
Yeah.
The little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Kid had one on there. I'm sure you saw that on Mike's website.
Yeah, I put it on Facebook. Yeah, that's where I'm sure he saw it.
I saw it on Facebook. Yeah. I expect the invitation of the Super Kids. I didn't get to make it last time, but I want to try to make it next year.
Well, good, and you can get you one of those I'm for Rufus t-shirts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was from your race for governor.
It sure was. The one I prefer to forget. wasn't a good year, but every year is a good year.
I know, but a fine man won the race.
He certainly did, and I often said that.
Governor Martin.
And William, a lot of people get very disturbed about elections. Well, the thing about it is the world's not going to end, no matter who wins or loses. The country's going to go on because good people live here.
Yeah.
And we learn to we got to have the ability to listen to one another.
Yeah. That's right.
And we should do that with one another.
That's right. Let's don't fight.
Exactly. So, yeah. Agree to disagree like we used to.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Bart Ridner, Bart used to say that all the time on his show. Let's agree to disagree.
Well, I got a question.
If not, Bart would cut you off.
Yeah, he cut you off in a minute.
What's your question?
My knockout rose has got some kind of disease, so I took them out. I have them in the front bed of the house.
And you're at Beaufort. You're on the water at Beaufort.
Yeah, they didn't do too well. One side did great. They bloomed beautiful. The left side just completely died. So I'm taking them out, and I want to put in some gardenias, but I want the variety that blooms, I think it's twice a year, the miniature.
Yeah, there's several varieties of those now. One of them used to be called Prince Charles, but somebody else, that was the inventor, the person who came up with,
yeah, Philip,
with that.
Yeah, Philip Dark came up with
that.
Yeah,
that's what he named it, but it's been bought out. And
it's a proven winner now.
Proven winner series.
Proven winner, okay.
Yeah.
Winner, I'll look.
So that's that's a series of plants. So so look for
You're wanting the rebloomers, right?
Yeah,
the rebloomers. Yeah, I had white knockout roses in front of the house to kind of match the house, so I want to go something that blooms white again.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of that one, right? We're looking it up.
Well, you know, William, I have knockouts that have never had trouble, but one in over 30 years, and it got the horrible, horrible Rosetta. But I think part of my success is on the roses. I believe it's the Bayer 3-in-1. Never had a sign of a disease or anything on my knockout roses, except that one years ago. And I hate you lost them because they're nothing like
probably
a beautiful white rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started dying from the stem up, which was I thought was unusual. Normally, you know, they die downward towards, but these started dying at the stem up from the root.
Does August Beauty, is
steady
that considered
as she
one?
Goes. Steady as she steady, goes.
Steady as she goes.
Is the new name steady for Prince goes. Charles.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's a more diminutive variety. It's not going to get very big. What about the August Beauty? Now that's a regular size.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that bloom twice a year?
I think it's only once. But the Prince Charles, I mean, the funny thing about, not Prince Charles, but Steady As She Goes, the funny thing about it is it blooms just sporadically. When it gets ready, I mean, all of a sudden you go out there and it's got blooms on it. It is just, it's gorgeous. I love it.
Okay. All right, well, I'll look for that. I will try to do the next week, get those put in then.
Yeah, that's okay. That would be a good, probably be happier down there than a rose.
Yeah,
they're happier on the coast of Michigan than.
Roses are just having problems sometimes anyway, especially we planted so many of those knockouts. I mean, they do great, but they've got the rose rosette really bad. If it started up at the stem, it sounds kind of like you might have had that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. All right.
Well, sometimes these fads, they get overbred, and the so-called evergreen that everybody planted for a while.
The red tip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So William, what was you and your wife's favorite spot, stop?
Santorini.
Where?
By far.
Santorini?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, by far. It had to be the best.
You know, we went to Santorini, and it was the way we couldn't port. We were on a fairly big ship, and we couldn't port where where they would normally port, so we had to be ferried. And then we had to stand in line for a long time, and that wasn't the way it was supposed to be. So it's gorgeous up there. I mean, they used to have to ride a mule to get up there.
Yeah, they still have the donkeys. I walked 585 steps up and down. It was like a we walked up. There were five ships in the port that day.
How about that?
And the line was like 2 hours to do the cable car, so we walked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that was an option. They apparently didn't tell us. We must have all looked old.
Still a beautiful girl.
And they didn't tell us that was an option. Because Melissa and I would have walked up. That would have saved a lot of time.
Yeah.
I always loved Donnie Harrison.
So did you have a ship? Did you go by plane, train?
we flew into Milan and did 6 days ahead of the ship. And when we got on the Celebrity Ascent and did the 14-day on
Barcelona. Right. I was about to say, because that was a lot of territory.
In my part-time, I've started my travel company. I kind of work at work, too, but I've done it for a year now. And out of
150
agents, I'm number two in the agency.
Oh, my.
Oh,
well, I don't doubt that. As smart as you are, good gracious. You still air traffic controlling?
Yeah, still working at Newbern, you know, still at Newbern and enjoying it. I can't get that out of my blood. I feel like...
Well, no, you shouldn't. I mean, air traffic controllers are so valuable in such short supply. You need to keep doing that, and that's not going to, you know, be as, nerve-shattering as working at LaGuardia or someplace like that, so...
Oh, no. Newbern's nice and slow. The military jets in there every now and then, but that's about it.
That's what give you a little excitement.
Exactly.
Do they tend for you?
No, they don't. They the military has their own phraseology versus civilian phraseology. But
they say Rogers and Hammerstein.
Right. You know, I was four years in the Air Force, so it's like being back in the Air Force again, working these.
Oh, that's right. You were in the Air Force too, so you should be.
Yeah.
You're used to all of that. Well, you're a lucky man all the way around, living at Beaufort being able to keep your hands on a lot of things you're interested in.
Well, you got to get these guys down here to Beaufort for the remote. You know, they're having a Christmas celebration at the farmer's market in December.
Well, if they got the money, we'll come.
There you go.
Yeah, we should go to Friendly Market. That's where we should go.
That's my neighborhood landscaping store I have to go to down here. There's not many landscaping places. So I go to the Friendly Market, then I go in and get my cookies and chicken pie.
Man,
ooh,
they got the
good.
Best. They got the best. And then, so they bring us cookies when they pick up plants up here. You know, they get plants from
there?
Us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah.
Where's this located in Beaufort?
In Morehead City.
Is it Morehead?
Yeah,
it's brothers. Not in Beaufort at all.
Well, it's next door.
Yeah. It's across the bridge.
Yeah. Just across the right. You know where the old Golden Corral was and Randall Street, Mike?
Yes, sir. I do.
Turn that light. The Friendly's right there behind it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
can't miss it. It's like a miniature Angus barn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about that. That's a wonderful area. It really is.
Yeah, they got some great cookies. Their Munster cookie, to me, is by far the favorite. It's got a little everything in the kitchen sink.
And y'all went down there to retire, but y'all haven't retired a minute.
No, still going strong.
Well, William, please call us a little more often, if you would. We like hearing from you. We need reports from you're our coastal correspondent, so please do.
I sure will. I'm finally getting used to this coastal weather on my grass. I think I put like 4 fungicide treatments this year on it just to try to keep the fungus at bay.
And you have centipede.
Zoysia. Yeah, zoysia.
Oh, zoysia. That's right, zoysia.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a challenge compared to Raleigh and coming down here trying to maintain grass.
Did you consider, I'm just curious, I know people down at Topsail, some of them are planting or have planted St. Augustine.
Yeah.
Was that one of the considerations?
Yeah, St. Augustine does well down here. I just didn't like the thick blade of it. And
it looks more like fescue.
Right. And it's a hardy warm season, but I just like the zoysia because it's like carpet when you cut it. I leave it about 3 inches, but it's like walking on carpet.
Yeah.
It's just nice and lush.
But
I'll call in more often, guys. Just appreciate talking to you, Miss Morgan.
Yeah, on your trips, too. Tell us about your trips.
All right. We're going to Australia and New Zealand next year.
Woo! Too long a plane ride for me. That would have to be first class all the way.
Yeah, I told the wife we're spending money on first class for that trip. It's like 23 hours, so it's going to be a long one.
I just can't imagine traveling any other way. You can't travel coach to Australia.
No. Well, Rufus, I got you some cigars, so I'll get to Raleigh next time. I'll give you a call. We'll arrange to come by and drop them off.
I will pass along. He's holding court to the side. We've lost Phil. Phil's grandchild has come in, so we've lost her. It's okay. Just going to be me at some point. So.
Everybody's wandering off on you, Mike.
Yeah. William says he's got some cigars for you. Wait a minute. Let me turn your mic back up. Now I can't hear you. Did you turn that off? Oh, Phil turned it off.
Able to accept those cigars, William.
Okay. Without
no ceremony or anything, just tell me when and where and I'll be there.
Without purpose of evasion.
Oh, that's a good word.
I got you some Cuban Spanish cigars, you know.
Cuban Spanish, all right. Rufus.
All right.
I bought them in Barcelona, but they're Cuban.
Wonderful.
From a little man in Barcelona.
With a mustache.
In an alley.
Exactly.
All right, William, thank you. Give our best to everybody down there in Beaufort.
I will. See you guys.
All right, bye. All right, 919-860-9783.
We got to go, Mike. My friend Sandy. Come here, Sandy.
Come here, Sandy.
She worked for the sheriff's office in Wake County with every sheriff that's ever been there.
You got to move closer, Sandy.
Come on, Sandy. Let's go. this won't scare you.
So did you work for Sheriff Pleasant, Sheriff Baker? Sheriff Harrison, who did you vote work for?
I am so old that I went to work.
You don't look old.
Well, thank you. You're so kind.
You worked for all three of them?
I worked for Pleasants about a year. John Baker was elected, and then we got our famous Donnie Harrison.
Yeah.
And the world will never be the same without Donnie Harrison being sheriff.
He is. He's a member of the Chitlin Club. And, you know, that's Did you know Max Pickett?
I did.
I grew up with Max. He was a little older than me, but we grew up in a small town.
He's older than you.
He's older than me, yeah.
Really?
That
didn't sound right.
I think he's about 4 years older. I'm 72, so he would be about 76, I think.
You think Captain Pickett is 40?
I don't know. He's a tough man to mess with, though, I'll tell you that.
He is. He's a nice man.
He's a good PI, too. I'm sure.
Is he still in business?
I hope he is, because I haven't used his services, but he's good.
He's a good PI. He's got
He's a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm glad you knew Max Pickett.
It's great to see you, Sandy, and your husband, who's a retired military.
That's right.
And just good
people. I salute you, sir.
And she said her mother was a great listener to the Weekend Gardener. And
well, God bless her.
Sort of like me a little bit. So it's good
she
at my age,
like
Sandy,
you?
when you find people that remember you and like you.
Yeah. Did she smoke cigars like Rufus?
She might have dipped a little snuff.
Well, thank you all for coming by. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Come in here.
When I heard y'all's. One time, you talking about the tomatoes and stuff. I cannot grow a tomato if it was given to me.
Well, I think if you are having that much trouble, you should try some of the smaller varieties of tomatoes, like Sun Gold. Yeah, they're like that.
You can't kill that.
You can't make much of a sandwich out of them, but. So you like the bigger ones.
Yes, sir.
And,
Put it on bread with mayonnaise, salt, and pepper, and that's it. White bread.
Have you ever tried growing them in pots?
No, sir. Well,
yep.
We've got the gravel wilt. We've got all kinds of wilts and bacterial diseases that fly through the air and a lot of soil borne. So we can't – it's tough without professional chemicals – that you have to use every year to get rid of it in the soil, and then there's the airborne stuff. So you're better off. Sun Golds are pretty foolproof, but you'd have a maddening time trying to make a sandwich out of them.
Yeah. 6 years ago, the last tomato I grew was the size of my hand, and you could make a delicious out of it.
Yeah.
If you're having all that trouble, I really do suggest that you try growing in pots go ahead and get you some good soil.
Yeah, and you got to change the soil. You got to change the soil every year. There are, if you look online at North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, they have a bulletin on growing tomatoes, and it will take you step by step in growing. It's the hardest vegetable, I think, to grow, or fruit. Yeah, I mean, people lamenting about, I mean, even people, Craig LaHoulier, if you're real serious about it, his book, Craig LaHoulier's book will certainly, and have a magazine.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me go find my wife.
All right.
Yeah.
God bless, guys.
God bless
thank,
you,
thank
and,
you,
and good luck with your tomatoes next year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And thanks again for your service. All right, we'll be back after the news.